Hi, this is Sarah reporting for Ilfracombe TV and Cauldron FM in not-so-sunny Plymouth with one half of Plymouth's pioneering filmmaking in people, Tom from Wingsless Films. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Wet.
Same.
So, Tom, tell us how Wingsless Films came about.
It started with me and Jim Elton. We met in college, we started making short films and sketches and things. That carried on at university because we had access to better equipment and a few more people, which is always helpful. We just made whatever took our fancy. If we did a genre that wanted to have a stab at or a certain film that inspired us, we try and give it a go. And it's gone from there.
Oh, fantastic. And I hear you've been nominated for one of your films this year.
For the Limelight Film and Arts Awards in London. Submitted one of our films, Scout, which is a sci-fi. We had two nominated last year as well, which didn't win. But it was a good experience just to go there and be part of that kind of crowd.
Which films was it that were nominated last year, if our listeners want to go off and have a look? Hint.
It was Wingless, which is a kind of a fancy superhero kind of thing. And Capsule Part 2, which is kind of the most... I think they picked it because it was slightly more dramatic of the two parts. It was a kind of a sci-fi guy lost in space.
Although you say you try any genre, you seem to be...
Yes.
I like this.
Well, fairly recently one of our films called Intervention, it's slightly more of a comedy kind of thing, which was quite different. It's a different style. A few picked up on that. And people seem to like it as well, which is it's quite good, actually. It's quite inspiring.
Fantastic. And do you work with local people, or are you willing to work with anybody around the country, people want to get in touch?
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of response on Twitter. There's been people around the country, a few actors and things, and saying they'd like to get involved. Recently we did a thing in Torquay, a feature film, with John Tompkins. And quite a few other people as well, James Cotter and Julian Seeger. They're going to be big names in a few years, I think. Their careers are going to be taken off. So that was a lot of fun. There was a much bigger crew than we used to as well.
Oh, fantastic. So that's one to watch for then.
Yeah, they're coming.
Ah, we'll have to keep an eye out for that one then. And just in the last 30 seconds or so, any tips for any budding filmmakers out there?
Well, we haven't made the big time yet, so probably any tips for me, I don't know how useful they'll be, but I think just to make whatever takes your fancy, try and get it made. I think that's the main thing. We don't have a budget, but we just try and do whatever we can. I think just to get the work out there on YouTube and Twitter and everywhere.
Yeah.
That's really helpful.
And make sure you enjoy what you do as well, probably comes into it too. Right, thanks for that, Tom. It's brilliant.
Thank you.